Hello and welcome to The Wanderer, the Anglo-Saxon Heathen podcast. First, let's define what we mean by Anglo-Saxon heathenry. Anglo-Saxon heathenry is a modern revival of the ancient spiritual traditions of the Anglo-Saxons who lived in what is now England, Scotland and Wales during the early Middle Ages. Anglo-Saxon heathens follow the gods and goddesses of the Anglo-Saxons as well as the customs, traditions and values of these ancient peoples. They may also incorporate elements from other Germanic traditions such as Norse heathenry into their practice. So, what does the future hold for Anglo-Saxon heathenry? Well, it's difficult to say for certain, but there are a few trends that suggest how Anglo-Saxon heathenry might develop and evolve in the coming years. One trend that we're seeing is the increasing mainstream acceptance and recognition of heathenry as a legitimate spiritual tradition. In the past, heathenry was often seen as a fringe or marginalized belief system, and it was not widely accepted or understood by the general public. However, over the past few decades, there has been a growing movement to promote understanding and acceptance of heathenry, and as a result, it is becoming more widely accepted and recognized by mainstream society. This trend is likely to continue in the coming years as more and more people become interested in heathenry and seek to learn more about this ancient spiritual tradition. As heathenry becomes more mainstream, it is likely that it will become more visible and more widely practiced, and this could lead to greater acceptance and understanding of heathenry in mainstream society. Another trend that we are seeing is the growing diversity within the heathen community. While heathenry has traditionally been associated with white European cultures, there is a growing movement within the heathen community to embrace diversity and inclusivity. This trend is reflected in the increasing number of heathens of colour and the efforts to create more inclusive and diverse heathen communities. This trend is likely to continue in the future, as more and more people of different backgrounds and cultures become interested in heathenry and seek to create inclusive and welcoming communities. As the heathen communities become more diverse, it is likely that heathenry will become more relevant and meaningful to a wider range of people, and this could lead to greater growth and success for the heathen movement. Finally, we're seeing a trend towards greater collaboration and cooperation within the heathen community. In the past, there were often tensions and divisions within the heathen community as different groups and traditions competed for influence and recognition. However, in recent years, there has been a trend towards greater collaboration and cooperation within the heathen community as heathens seek to work together to promote the growth and success of heathenry. This trend is likely to continue in the future as heathens continue to work together to build strong and supportive communities. As the heathen community becomes more cohesive and collaborative, it is likely that heathenry will become a more powerful and influential spiritual tradition, and it will have a greater impact on modern society. So, what does all of this mean for the future of Anglo-Saxon heathenry? It's difficult to say for certain, but it seems likely that the Anglo-Saxon heathen will continue to grow and evolve in the coming years as heathenry becomes more mainstream. First, let us consider the sacred rite of bloat. This word, deriving from the Old English blotan, means to sacrifice or make offering. The bloat was a central part of Anglo-Saxon heathenry, and it was a time for the community to come together and offer sacrifices to the gods and goddesses. The bloat was often held at special occasions such as the solstices and equinoxes, or at times of crisis or need. It was a time for the community to come together and offer their prayers, blessings and gifts to the gods and goddesses, asking for their help and guidance. The bloat was a sacred and solemn event, and it was conducted with great reverence and respect. The community would gather in a sacred space such as a temple or a hall, and the priests and priestesses would lead the rite. The offerings made at the bloat could take many forms, depending on the specific needs and desires of the community. These offerings could include food, drink, animals, or other gifts that were believed to be pleasing to the gods and goddesses. After the offerings were made, the community would participate in a feast, sharing the blessed food and drink as a symbol of unity and solidarity. The bloat was a time of celebration as well as a time of sacrifice and devotion, and it was an important part of the spiritual life of the Anglo-Saxons. Another important ritual in Anglo-Saxon heathenry is the sambel. This word, derived from the Old Norse sambel, means to drink together. The sambel was a rite of passage and a time for the community to come together and share stories, oaths and toasts. The sambel was often held in conjunction with the bloat, and it was a time for the community to celebrate their gods, heroes and ancestors. The participants would gather in a circle and pass a drinking horn around, making toasts and sharing stories of their deeds and accomplishments. The sambel was an important part of Anglo-Saxon heathenry, as it served as a way for the community to bond and strengthen their ties to each other and to their gods and ancestors. It was a time of celebration and honour, and it was an important part of the spiritual and social life of the Anglo-Saxons. The rituals of bloat and sambel were central to Anglo-Saxon heathenry, and they played a vital role in the spiritual and social life of the community. These sacred rites allowed the Anglo-Saxons to connect with their gods, heroes, and ancestors, and they helped to strengthen the bonds of community and unity. May these ancient traditions live on, and may they continue to bring inspiration and guidance to the people of the Anglo-Saxons. Weregild. The concepts of honour, hospitality and Weregild were important in Anglo-Saxon heathenry, as they were in many other cultures throughout history. These concepts can be traced back to the Germanic tribal societies that formed the basis of Anglo-Saxon culture, and they played a central role in the social and legal systems of these societies. Honour was a highly valued virtue in Anglo-Saxon heathenry, and it was believed to be something that was earned through one's actions and deeds. Honour could be gained through bravery in battle, loyalty to one's kin, and adherence to the laws and customs of the community. In Anglo-Saxon society, a person's honour was often tied to their reputation, and it was important for individuals to maintain a good reputation in order to be respected and admired by their peers. Hospitality was another important virtue in Anglo-Saxon heathenry. It was believed that a person's home was a sacred place, and that it was the duty of the householder to provide for and protect their guests. Hospitality was seen as a way of showing honour and respect to others, and it was expected that guests would return this kindness by behaving in a respectful and honourable manner while they were guests in someone else's home. The Weregild, or man price, was a system of compensation that was used in Anglo-Saxon heathenry to resolve disputes and provide compensation for wrongs that had been committed. The Weregild was a sum of money that was paid to the family of an individual who had been wrongfully killed, and it was intended to provide some measure of justice and restitution for the harm that had been done. The Weregild was based on the social status and standing of the victim, and it was intended to be a fair and reasonable compensation for the loss that had been suffered. These concepts of honour, hospitality and Weregild were central to the social and legal systems of Anglo-Saxon heathenry, and they played a significant role in shaping the culture and society of the Anglo-Saxon. These values were passed down through the generations, and they continue to be an important part of the modern Anglo-Saxon heathen community. The origins of the Weregild can be traced back to the tribal societies of the ancient Germanic peoples who lived in what is now Denmark, Germany and the Scandinavian countries. In these societies, the Weregild was used as a way to resolve disputes and provide compensation for harm that had been done. It was believed that the Weregild was a way of restoring balance and harmony to the community, and it was seen as an important part of maintaining social order and stability. In Anglo-Saxon heathenry, the Weregild was used in a variety of situations. If a person was wrongly killed, their family would be entitled to receive a Weregild as compensation. The amount of the Weregild would depend on the social status and standing of the victim, and was intended to be a fair and reasonable compensation for the loss that had been suffered. In addition to being used to compensate for wrongful death, the Weregild was also used to compensate for other types of harm that had been done. For example, if a person was injured or had their property damaged, they might be entitled to receive a wergild as compensation. The amount of the wergild would depend on the severity of the harm that had been done, and it was intended to be a fair and reasonable compensation. The wergild was an important part of the legal system in Anglo-Saxon heathenry, and it played a significant role in shaping the culture and society of the Anglo-Saxon. It was seen as a way of restoring balance and harmony. Despite the importance of the wergild in Anglo-Saxon heathenry, it was not the only way that disputes were resolved. In some cases, disputes were resolved through negotiation and mediation, and in other cases they were resolved through violence and warfare. The wergild was one of several tools that were used to resolve disputes and maintain social order in Anglo-Saxon heathenry, and it played an important role in shaping the culture and society of the Anglo-Saxons. Thank you for listening to this episode from The Wanderer. If you like this episode, please tune in next time. Thank you.